Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, the CDC has a new director. School is back in session across Metro Atlanta, and UGA has new research on the connection between your gut and your brain.
The bacteria in your gut that you're adding through the probiotic can actually release the serotonin. And so it's literally connected to your nervous system.
Today is Thursday, August 6th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Dr. Erica Schwartz as director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Schwartz becomes the 22nd leader of the Atlanta-based CDC, which is charged with protecting Americans from preventable health threats. Her resume includes medical and law degrees, a stint as deputy surgeon general, and a leadership position at the U.S. Coast Guard. The CDC has been in turmoil since President Donald Trump returned to office last year, largely due to layoffs and resignations. The agency has lost 3,000-plus employees, more than one quarter of its workforce. The Georgia Department of Education says the state's students continue to make up ground lost during the COVID pandemic. That's according to new data from the state's annual high-stakes Georgia Milestones testing. GPB's Chase McGee has more.
Students in third grade through high school are testing just under or at pre-pandemic levels in science and social studies. Allison Timberlake is a deputy superintendent at Georgia's Department of Education. She says math scores have risen for the third straight year after adopting new statewide math standards.
And you can see that 2026 performance shows really strong gains from COVID-era performance. And in fact, all but two grade levels are performing above pre-COVID levels in 2019.
Timberlake says the Department of Education is still working through scoring guidelines for new standards in English and language arts testing. She says to expect those scores in early December. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
Classes are getting off to a rough start in two Georgia school districts where unexpected problems on campus have delayed the start of the academic year. Schools in Middle Georgia's Hancock County closed this week after snakes were spotted on campus, including one inside a building. Schools in Southwest Georgia's Randolph County closed today because of a network and electrical system problem. The former school superintendent in Metro Atlanta's DeKalb County is facing more criminal charges. A county grand jury on Tuesday indicted Devin Horton, accusing him of assault and cruelty to children stemming from a domestic dispute in January. A federal grand jury in Chicago indicted him in October, accusing him of fraud and other crimes against his former school district in Illinois. What's going on in your brain can impact what's happening in your gut. That's according to new research from the University of Georgia. GPB's Ellen Eldridge explains.
Researchers analyzed the gut microbiomes of healthy adults to understand how changes in the brain can influence gut function and vice versa. UGA professor and researcher Franklin West says the gut is sensitive to subtle shifts in mental well-being, and when it's healthy, it can reduce symptoms including stress and depression.
You have nerves running from the brain to the gut, and they actually see like the serotonin and the melatonin. So the bacteria in your gut that you're adding through the probiotic can actually release the serotonin. And so it's literally connected to your nervous system.
West says changes in bacteria are also related to diseases like cancer, heart disease, and stroke. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
A popular Rails to Trails path in Savannah's Chatham County closed for repairs this week, nearly 2 years after damage from Hurricane Helene. McQueen's Trail runs alongside the low-lying highway to Tybee Island and was closed for repairs in 2016 after damage from Hurricane Matthew. Environmental Program Manager Jefferson Kirkland of the county's engineering department says its marshy riverfront location makes it susceptible to storms.
The idea with this newest phase of rehabilitation is to armor areas that are subject to high erosion rates, in order that we don't have to keep doing reconstruction. So this timber bulkhead has proved to be a very effective solution to the problems that the trail faces. The idea is do it once, do it right, and then it's just minor maintenance from here on out due to normal wear and tear. And then should we get in more major storm events, the repairs will be less extensive because this timber bulkhead has proved to be effective at handling the major erosion.
He says the repairs will cost about $2 million and take about 9 months to complete. County Parks officials say about 3,000 people use the trail during peak months. Georgia U.S. Senator John Ossoff is launching an investigation into the impacts of artificial intelligence on children. Ossoff says it's part of his efforts to keep kids safe online, and the first step will be to ask the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children to present data to the Senate on risks to children from AI. John Sheehan, who works for the organization, says that generative AI programs can be used to create an indecent image of a minor from a regular photo posted to social media.
Once those images begin circulating online, the victim often loses any control over where they end up and who can even see them. Here in Georgia, this isn't a future problem. It's happening right now.
Sheehan says the Georgia Bureau of Investigation already has received hundreds of reports of AI child sexual abuse material this year. Just weeks ago, residents of southeast Georgia's Effingham County woke up to startling news. A data center, Georgia's largest yet, would soon be their neighbor. The news that OpenAI is coming to town is leaving many residents blindsided. GPB's Jillian Magtoto reports.
They need to see just how many people in Effingham County are mad about this. So come, scoot.
2 days after the news, OpenAI is hosting an open house. There's a taco bar, an ice cream truck, OpenAI tote bags, all for free. But outside, area residents are protesting.
They lied to us.
And many are just trying to get answers inside the cafeteria of a local college.
I'm most concerned about the environmental impact and the effect of said operation on my children. I got two young children.
Georgia Power says that it's not going to increase our bill. I would like to know how a 3.2 gigawatt building is not going to increase power around the county.
There's a lot of people that are going to start leaving the county. A lot of people aren't going to be spending as much money out in the county.
Holding an OpenAI tote bag, Eric Johnson hears all of this. He's an Effingham County Development Authority board member who voted to give the company a 50% tax break for the next 15 years. The authority voted for the measure without public input.
But if we'd have put it out in front of the public, they'd have said no data center based on misinformation and what Virginia looks like or what they're reading on social media.
He says those closed-door conversations were for the good of the county, bringing benefits like hundreds of jobs, property tax relief, and funding for local schools.
We don't think there is any risk to anybody.
Plans are going forward, he tells a resident.
Yeah, we're just done deals.
I know, and I hate it for you.
Yeah, but we're not a democracy.
We should be.
We're not a democracy.
We're not.
We're a republic.
That resident eventually gave up.
Apparently this happened behind closed doors, so there's really no point in asking questions.
The 1,400-acre property in Rincon has been zoned for industrial use for 20 years. Under Georgia law, that's good enough for a data center. That's why the decision didn't require public input. County Manager Tim Callanan says his conversations with OpenAI began in February.
Not having to generate their own power, I think, was very important to them. Effingham County is one of the few counties that actually has power generation sites within the county border.
Most notably, Georgia Power's plant McIntosh, burning gas and oil to generate up to 1.2 gigawatts of electricity. That's about a third of the power the OpenAI data center will need. The plant has a permit to take 130 million gallons of water a day from the Savannah River. And water is clearly a hot-button issue at this open house.
We have the ponds that we fish in, and then our neighborhood backs up right to the wetlands.
University of Georgia Water Extension Specialist Utam Saha estimates that for this data center, Georgia Power will have to use
126 million gallons per day. There's the maximum, but it can range from 57 million gallons per day.
That's close to the total amount of water Plant McIntosh is permitted to withdraw. In an email, Georgia Power told GPB staying within the current permit will not be an issue, even after it adds another unit to the plant. But neither OpenAI nor council officials have yet disclosed how much water the data center itself will need for cooling. OpenAI's data center in Abilene, Texas, is roughly half the acreage of this center planned in Effingham County. It will use 8 million gallons in its initial fill-up, according to the Texas Tribune. Savannah Riverkeeper and environmental lawyers say they are monitoring the situation, but haven't yet taken any legal action. For GPB News, I'm Jillian Magtoto in Effingham County.
Weeks after Effingham County residents learned about the data center, plans for what could become one of the area's largest residential developments have come to light. Documents submitted to state officials yesterday indicate plans to convert about 900 acres of agricultural land into a mixed-use development with up to 1,350 homes. A company based in Washington State, Blue Fern, is behind the project. It would be located about 10 miles from the data center. The city of Savannah has earned its highest ever credit rating from Moody's. The ratings agency upgraded Savannah to a AAA rating this week, citing the city's strong financial management, healthy reserves, and growing economy. Officials say the higher rating should allow the city to borrow money at lower interest rates, reducing the cost of future infrastructure projects. Moody's also pointed to the region's economic growth, including the Port of Savannah, the tourism industry, and the Hyundai Meta plant in neighboring Bryan County. A long-promised bike and pedestrian bridge over the Ocmulgee River in Macon is one step closer to reality. Macon-Bibb County commissioners on Tuesday approved a property transfer giving the county control of a surplus bridge from the Georgia Department of Transportation. The bridge's conversion from vehicle to bike and pedestrian traffic is seen as a critical step in plans to further develop a riverfront trail with expected tourism, tax revenue, health, and other benefits. A manatee is swimming free again thanks to a fishing guide who reported the animal tangled in crab trap lines and a team of wildlife experts that rallied to rescue it. The Georgia Department of Natural Resources said yesterday the drama played out over 2 days last week on waterways off St. Simons Island and Brunswick. The agency said it was the first documented entanglement of a manatee in Georgia and involved a difficult set of on-the-water conditions. Personnel from DNR and four other agencies or institutions helped in the rescue. Slow-moving Florida manatees often go unnoticed on Georgia's coast, but the protected animals do migrate into Georgia and Carolina waters from spring to fall each year to feed on abundant marsh grass and algae. And that's a wrap on this edition of Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please tune in tomorrow. The best way to remember to do that is to subscribe to this podcast. We'll pop up in your feed automatically when you do. And remember to go to gpb.org/news for the latest headlines and updates to the stories you heard on the podcast today. Your feedback is welcome. We'd love to hear from you. Send us an email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.